All right, Jeff, so I did it. I went in and I bought myself a Nintendo DS. First time I've ever owned a DS. I've gone back to Nintendo. I've got games for it. Like, we're living the Nintendo life again. That's probably what we're going to talk about. It's exciting, man. It's so crazy to be back with Nintendo. But I don't know, what's up with on your side?
Well, I got a Nintendo Switch.
I hate you, Jeff. The adult beverages are poor, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have an 11-month-old and a 3-year-old.
And my name's Jeff. I have a 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So Gaming Dad has gone back in time and picked up a Nintendo DS, and another Gaming Dad has catapulted into the future and picked up 6 consoles in one. It snaps into your TV. It goes into the back of your car. It's got bits that fly off the side of it. Jeff has gotten his Nintendo Switch. You did it.
Yeah. It was a long road. Remember, I mentioned this a while ago. I was prepping for Christmas. Like, this is, I needed the kids to ask Santa for it. So, man.
Run us through it. The gaming gods have been so great to you from the show, because you remember they have delivered upon you the PSVR, which you pined for on the show, and now the Nintendo Switch. But run us through the story. How did you come across a Nintendo Switch exactly?
Well, it actually is a bit of a funny story, because it was my birthday, and I wasn't expecting anything. It's just the kids make a handcraft, and that's fine, and, you know, gets from the wife, and we're good.
You get older, and that's, you know, it's just fine.
Yeah, you know, you know how you used to make the cigarette holders as a kid. Now it's mugs. Everything's a coffee mug that's hand painted, which is lovely. But I have probably like 8 of them now, so they just keep coming every year, which is fine. It's their thing.
You just start a tradition. Like, so explain to the kid that, like, one of the funnest things to do is to smash old thing. So every year it's the smashing of the previous year's mugs.
That's right. That's a good thing. Get daddy's birthday hammer. We're going to the back.
And you get to work out all your aggression.
I think that works. I'm gonna roll that in.
Yeah,
that's a good thought. I like that.
But your birthday comes up and you were expecting a mug.
I was expecting a mug. So anyway, my wife gets home with my older son and they have a bag in their hand. And I wasn't really thinking what it is, whatever. It's a gift bag. And my son, my 8-year-old, is all like, hey, you want to open it? You want to do your birthday now? Because my birthday wasn't for another, like, week.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I think you should open it. I think you want to open it. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. Like, another week, we'll do it later. So he's really pressing. I'm like, fine, whatever. Yeah. We'll do it now. And my wife's like rolling her eyes because, you know, I always try to get my gifts early and open early because I can't wait. So my son's exactly like me, which is perfect. So I open it up and lo and behold, it is a Nintendo Switch. And I'm just like stood there in shock. I'm like, is this an empty box? Like,
does this have a mug inside?
This is a sick trick. Don't you do this to me. Don't play with my emotions. So no, it was the full deal. The whole console, I just kind of looked surprised, and my son's jumping up and down. He's like, yeah, let's play. Like, let's
do it. Can't wait. So,
yeah, it was hugs all around, and I cracked that sucker open, got it set up. It was easy peasy to get going, and man, my life is totally different. It's all portable gaming from here, man.
It's funny because, like, so neither of us owned a Switch before, and honestly, I have not even touched one. Like, I'm so, but yet we're so familiar with it because we were just bombarded with advertisements, and, you know, of course, I think we both watched a ton of videos about it. So what's the difference between watching those and actually playing it? Like, what's your day to day, like, with this thing? And especially from, like, a gaming dad perspective with the kids too. So for yourself, just firstly yourself, what's it like to play it? How have you used it, the modes? And then what's it like to play it with kids?
Yeah. So how I play it is it's actually kind of like the PSVR happened, where you could be in your own little zone and give the TV away, right? So again, somebody else could watch Netflix and I'm there playing console graphics in my hand. that's nice. Amazing to me. And that's all I do. Like, that's, I think handheld mode is what I, is the dad gift. Like, that, that just needs to happen.
That's the true
I play
gift.
It on the couch. I can walk around with it. I'm like making myself a coffee while playing it. Like, I don't even have to set it down. And it's just something that you kind of carry with you. And I didn't think that would ever matter to me, but it's just such a different experience where it's not iOS or portable gaming graphics. These are, this is a full game in my hand, which is awesome. With the kids and the little Joy-Cons that snap out, we had our first experience where you do the little kickstand handheld mode, and they each get a Joy-Con, and they play, I think it was Snipper Clips, or one of the demos it comes with.
Yeah, that one looks actually a lot of fun.
And they were having a blast with it, and it was all like, you know, there were giggles, and sometimes they would be, you know, yelling at each other because they did something to each other in the game, but then they would go back to giggling because the game is so cute and, like, interactive. I'm like, yeah. Well, see, that there is the selling point. Like, immediately, two players playing a game, having fun, just in, like, this little portable space. So it was cool to have that. This is a, I'm selling it to you, Jared.
Yeah, I like the, because it's the Nintendo games. Like, it's, the games are so darling, and like, I'll get to some of my DS stuff later, but I mean, like, it's, they're so darling, they're so encapsulating. Like, the, it's almost like Nintendo has just continued to get better with age, and if you've stepped away from it, it's all the great memories you used to have, but with modern amazing games. Like, I don't know if you feel like, have you found the same thing?
That's exactly it, because even just booting it up and going to the their little news section, it's like that coin sound. I'm like, oh, this brings back so many just simple things in their interface that just makes me happy. And there's little cartoon graphics of, you know, Bullet Bob or Bullet Bill and the old fish and stuff just around their interface and news section. I'm like, this is what I have lived in is my childhood, and it's coming back to me. And I had to get my first game for it, because that is one con with it, is that you don't get a game with the console. Like, you can't get the bundles, but there's nothing there.
Not even a Mario game?
Nothing in it. So it's just a base system. So you could download a whole bunch of demos, but even the demos aren't very good of popular games. They're just like all these indie titles, which is fine. So I had to buy one game, at least one game. And so I picked Mario. I had to go back to Mario. So it was between Mario and Zelda.
Yeah, that's what, man, that would have been
Zelda. It was a hard choice.
Zelda has been so appealing to me, I would almost buy that system. Like, Zelda has looked so incredible. I've thought about that as just for buying the system. I've thought about picking up a cheap Wii U just so I can play that game. Like, that's how good that game looks to me.
Yeah.
But, Wii U.
Don't live in the past there.
All right. But, the only thing explain your Mario experience. What's that? How's that treating you on the new, in the future console?
So I think I cleared the game in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's a lot of coffee gaming.
I ate that game alive. It just kept me enthralled. And it's been a while since something like that's happened. Like God of War I ran through that game, but it still took me a few weeks because I couldn't play it with the kids around. Mm-hmm. This thing, I just totally went off on, and the kids could walk in and out. They would go up to bed, walking past, and they're watching me play it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is with Mario is it's not over. Like, there are 999 moons to collect in this game, which if you remember Super Mario 64, there's like 120 stars. Yeah. So you could finish the game and then go and collect the extra stars. So that's exactly what this is just, you want to go back to those worlds and collect as many moons as you can. So I'm still playing it, and it's awesome that that happens. And my kids can play it too. So they have their own little accounts, and the game restarts for them. So it's a cool game to have. And that's the only thing that swayed me from Zelda, is that they can get into this game really easily and kind of mess around with Mario.
Yeah. It's probably for the best that you kind of followed through on your whole, it's also for the kids angle.
Yeah. I guess.
I'll get into mine later, but one of the games I've been playing is Super Mario DS. And some parts, like, it's really technical. Like, I was surprised.
It can be difficult.
So I was like, how are your boys handling the new Super Mario? Because it seems a bit, if it's anything like the DS one, it's a bit advanced.
it can get pretty difficult. I had some struggles with some parts, and even some of the moons now that I can collect later are like, you have to have those movements down to a T to get that moon. Like, it's like kind of mastering Mario. So they can play, you know, the beginning worlds no problem, but then it does get a little bit difficult. But there's an assist mode. So the assist mode drops, if they die or whatever, they come back, respawn right where they are, and they can try again. And it gives them extra, I think you have hearts in Mario. So you lose a heart if you hit, it gets extra hearts. And it actually has a little roadmap, because it's all open world, a little roadmap of where to go to get your next moon. So that assist mode is perfect.
That's for nice. That's cool.
Frustrated kids.
Or, you know, when you're so, when you're tired.
Yeah.
Like I just need to help. Give me a leg up here. I need some help.
Yeah. So, no, I highly recommend Mario. It's kind of a, it's cool for me because, again, I grew up from Mario, and to see him in like modern worlds and all done up, how I pictured him in my brain, how he looks.
Yeah.
Is it like that now? That's what he looks like. He looks like a little person running around. That's cool.
He has nipples now. It's great.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Little Mario nipples. Okay, so I want to know more about the system, but let me regale you a little. Let me bring you back to the past for a second.
Yes, let's go back.
So I've had a yearning for some Mario myself for a while, and it just so happened, it's one of those things that algorithms on social sites are so amazing. I must have at some point searched for a Nintendo DS just from a, let's just see what it goes for. And the next thing you know, like the marketplace just kept showing, like, here's this one for like $80. Here's one for $100. The one I got, so it is a black DS. It cost $50.
Right.
And included 6 games. And it's just like, including, so Mario, I don't know, it wouldn't be 3D because it's just a DS. But the Mario World, whatever Mario goes with it, Super Mario 64.
Oh, neat.
I'm super jazzed about that one. Mario Kart.
Yep. This is a good library for $50. Like, those games still go for 20, $30 each.
And then otherwise, like, some other kind of nondescript ones, nothing really notable. One is, like, the herbs, like SimCity, something like that. Crossing Roads. What's the chill game where you just live a life in a tiny animal village? Animal Crossing. Thank you.
Animal Crossing. Nice. Too. No, that's a good one too.
Right.
That's
a good one. So that
good snag.
It's like, all right, that's enough. Like $50. We're gonna make this happen.
Yeah.
And this man, what an amazing system. I'll say that I never originally got into it because I was almost a little angry at them for killing the Game Boy SP. So if you remember that tiny little cube that would open up like and play these full games, like that system to this day is some of my favorite hardware. It is so small, it's so compact,
pocket size.
It was the coolest. I thought it was so amazing, and then they just discontinued with this super weirdo Nintendo DS. And the first one was and the first DS was bulky and ugly as sin.
Yeah, it was.
I guess this one's the one I have actually is a DS Lite. But
okay. Yeah.
Anyway, but I decided the first thing I want to do is beat Mario. I haven't played a Mario game in ages. So
yeah,
I'm in. This is the first Nintendo I've owned. I've never beaten a Mario game, in honest truth, in thinking about it. So
really? Okay.
Never. So this is happening.
Now's your chance.
I'm gonna beat this Mario. And it is so good. The one of the first things I do is, it is joy per second. That is the only way to describe Nintendo games compared to anything else. It is smiles and joy per second. Not 5 minutes into the game, they gave me one of those huge mega mushrooms on the new side scrollers, where it makes you the size of the screen, and then you're just Mario stomping through. Things are flying. What's great about the DS2, that what I found from the portable aspect is you just close it and it kind of just stops you in that state, right?
Yeah.
And the light blinks on. At one point, I'd left that alone for a week and I didn't lose a single thing of battery. So much battery. Battery for days, right?
See, that's amazing. That's what you want, right? In a portable device.
And I had my headphone in it. When you close it, in the Mario game, I don't know if they do this for every single game, it's like, yeah. Bye-bye, Mario says.
Oh, yeah.
And when you open it back up, it's like, it's a me. It's like, all these weird...
It's all charm, man. They pour on the charm.
Charm per second. Anyways, so... Yeah, I have more to go, but I want to get back into it. So you are generally only playing it in a handheld. Like, have you connected it to a TV?
Yeah, so I've used the dock. The dock is used to charge it, right? And then it automatically goes to the TV, fires to the TV if you want it. So I have played it on the TV, and it seems to scale really well. Like, you have to take the Joy-Cons out, right? So it comes with, like, a little middle part that you can connect the Joy-Cons together and have a controller. Or you can have them separately, kind of like Wiimotes in that style. And they both have their kind of positives and negatives, depending on the game. Because some games in the Mario game, you can swing his hat. So that needs a loose Joy-Con to do. So you need them detached, and it kind of tells you that. So, yeah, on the TV screen, it's awesome. Like, there's no... Nintendo does a really good job of kind of putting polish to their games, so there's like no frame rate drops or issues or anything like that. And on the TV screen, it's just a larger image for people to watch you play this awesome game. So I've done it a few times. I will say that handheld mode is my, I don't know, that's my cup of tea.
Have you played it in bed?
Yes. Yeah. That's not even a question, Trevor.
Have you played it? Have you asked your wife to drive so you could play it in the car?
Not yet, but that's my next step. Okay. I was very close to doing that.
I know you went on a vacation recently. Did you bring it on vacation?
No, but I really wanted to. It's just that's part of the negative around it, is that it's so expensive. Like those Joy-Cons themselves in Canada are $99. So you toast one of those and like you're done. So
one of those end in the pool.
Exactly. Or, you know, the screen, I think they use like a plastic LCD versus Gorilla Glass. So it's, it won't break if you drop it, but it scratches really easily. So I had to get a screen protector. And, you know, only I'm allowed to put it in the dock because it's really tight. So that's the only thing that I think Nintendo doesn't quite get with the kids thing, because Wii was built like a tank. Like, you could hit that thing and it wouldn't care. But this thing, if you slide it in wrong or chip the screen, you got a scratch there that you're going to look at for forever. Yeah. So
I mean, the SNES still works. The N64 still works. This DS, like, I feel like I could drop it off the building.
Probably.
Still work. So it sounds like they had to give up some things to step into the modern world.
Yeah, I think so.
But we will return back to all this Nintendo news, but Nintendo very much features in our Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week we feature an exceptional gaming dad and often their kids who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. This week, a gaming dad's father, his son, and a certain game all share one title in common. Legend. So, Jeff, if you could walk us through the post, please.
So the picture is of this guy's father showing his son how to play The Legend of Zelda, the old Legend of Zelda,
the original,
on a TV screen 2 feet away, right as we did as children. So this is the perfect experience where you're getting the full-fledged Zelda in your face. So it's a really cute picture where the kid looks like he wants to try something out in Zelda, and this father might not be able to give the controller away. It looks like he's ready to play the entire game for him.
Yeah, it looks like grandpa may not give up the controller anytime soon. So this comes from Reddit user VGaff, and it's, again, one of those things where, now it wouldn't happen in my household. My father wasn't much of a gamer, but
same here.
It kind of gives you that hope for the future where if gaming becomes a staple of your household, if it becomes the entertainment medium of choice, and at some point not only could you play with your kids, maybe you could play with your grandkids. And if these type of retro consoles keep coming out, like Nintendo mini ones, emulators, however you want to go about it, you could see, you know, parts of your youth, parts of your gaming youth live on in perpetuity. And then all of a sudden you get to come in, they want to play Fortnite, You're like, yeah, why don't we give old Zelda here a try and just mop the floor with him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, show your skills.
You have to have them like draw out the map like you had to do because like you were just dropped into Zelda with nothing.
Oh God, you needed a strategy guide for some of those games. So,
strategy guides, 4 buddies, 6 weekends, 10 root beers, and a little bit of luck. But man, amazing to see. Like we've seen the retro consoles with the mini NES, the mini SNES come up a number of times, but to have the oldest generation with the grandfather showing the newest generation with the gaming dad's kid, very well deserving for the gaming dad victory of the week. Congratulations.
Yes. Bravo.
If you would like to be nominated for gaming dad victory of the week or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us on our website at newdadgaming.com.
And new dads, listen up as we go over this week's highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. Diablo 3 Eternal Collection will launch on the Switch later this year. Forbes jumped the gun and leaked the announcement where it lists that Diablo 3 will include the original game, the Reapers of Souls expansion, the Rise of Necromancer pack, and all the patches and updates that have come thus far. You'll also be able to play multiplayer on the Switch by 4-player local co-op, 4-player co-op on a bunch of other Switches, or online co-op to other people over the internet. We'll wait until Blizzard confirms, but details have been reported by multiple sites as of now. So maybe this opens the door for more Blizzard announcements for the Switch. Maybe Overwatch. Keep it tuned here for the latest. And Battlefield 5 might be in a bit of trouble. Earlier this month, it was reported that pre-order sales haven't been up to snuff. Launching between the next Call of Duty and Red Dead Redemption 2, things don't look great for the next iteration of this franchise. Drastic game changes along with the subpar marketing trailers could also be alienating the fan base. And to make matters worse, EA's chief design officer, Patrick Sutherland, who had worked on the series, is leaving before the game's launch. Not a good sign, and we'd recommend maybe waiting unless you absolutely need to have the next Battlefield in your gaming library. And THQ has acquired the Time Splitter series. Yes! For those that don't remember, Time Splitters is a first-person shooter developed by ex-Rare employees of the GoldenEye and Perfect Dark fame. It launched for the PS2 in the early 2000s, but it had an impressive customization and modification game mechanic, along with a console level editor, which was a huge innovation for its time. The last game in the series was over a decade ago, and fans have been clamoring for a sequel or a remaster ever since. So having a big publisher like THQ take interest in the property gives these fans a glimmer of hope. And into retro gaming? Well, you might want to grab those ROMs while you can. After Nintendo launched a federal lawsuit against sites Love ROMs and Love Retro this July, another major ROM hosting site, Emu Paradise, has been spooked and is shutting down shop. The site has been active for over 15 years, providing emulators, old game ROMs, as well as modified fan games for download. While Nintendo has always been aggressive in protecting its copyright, it has never gone through with filing lawsuits until this year. Nobody knows why the sudden journey to the courtroom, but rumor has it that maybe their mini console releases, along with the upcoming Switch Online service, might have something to do with it. In any case, if any new dads out there want their vintage gaming fix, they might have to pony up for cash for legal online licenses, or go through the trenches of eBay. And as for new game releases this week, some highlights include Cosmic Star Heroine for the Switch, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes for the Switch and Xbox One, Walking Dead The Final Season Episode 1 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth for the PC, and that's it. That's all for the gaming news for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
So the transition is too perfect. As far as like the bowels of eBay.
It is right, yeah.
Because so what I found with the DS, it's at this really weird point where it's almost starting to obtain Nintendo 64 status in the sense of that the most coveted games are very rare and very expensive. Like more than a few times, like the games that I was trying to find use, like, definitely started to go up to $60, $80.
Wow.
It gets expensive quick. Because, and it's funny because I think 3DS games would be cheaper because it'd be more plentiful. There's more of them.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And it's more recent. But DS games, you know, so a couple generations back, they've started to hit that point. So it's funny, though, because some will be a dollar. And
right,
and other ones will be $80. So it's a whole weird gamut. So I mean, again, like that was one of the great reasons with when I struck with Mario 64, Mario DS,
yes,
the
Animal Crossing,
Animal Crossing,
all thank for $50.
Yeah, right. That, so I could just resell those games, and I would be.
You could, yeah.
I'd be plus
$80, please. Yeah.
So what I've added to my collection. What has been Drawn to Life, but that was like a $4 just used store purchase. Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
Okay,
that's a Mario good. Luigi, kind of like Paper Mario RPG style stuff. Looked hilarious. Zelda Phantom Hourglass. I had
nice.
To. That one had to get that guy. And Metroid Prime Hunters.
Perfect.
So, but again, it was the eBay. eBay was the only place I could find them. Like, there wasn't really a lot of sales online. And a lot of times it's like, here's 30 DS games. You have to buy them together. Here's the one that you want. And here's like 40 My Little Pony games.
Right. Yeah, I know.
How bad you want it. Like,
sold as a set, or, you know, the one you want is already sold out of that set anyway. Yeah. And you're like, oh, come on, I'm already drawn in. I'm ready to go.
So honestly, there's some part of me that kind of almost regrets going DS as opposed to 3DS, just from the availability. And some of the titles, I mean, Smash Brothers, some of the newer Mario ones might have been better. But now that this is here, this is more games than I'll probably ever get to play. So I should be fine. And
You're getting your feet wet too. Just wait.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm gonna work my way up to a Switch. So the DS, 3DS, Wii.
There you go.
Wii U. You know.
the whole evolution. I gotcha.
It's gonna be a real long journey. But of course, you had to lead the news off with Diablo 3 on the Switch.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's all the news is going to be so tainted with Switch.
It is. I'm sorry. It will be.
This is not going to be unbiased journalism in the slightest.
I like Diablo 3 in my hands. That's awesome. I did have it for PS4, and it is a great game on PS4. It's PS4. Maybe it's PS3. It is a great game, but again, it hogs the TV. I have to sit down to play it. I think I've had it on Mac as well, and I just don't go to a place like that anymore. For that type of game, and to have that in my hands, oh my god, that'd be perfect.
So what is going to be your strategy for picking up games? Like, have you looked into the used market? Like, what are you looking at if you want to buy it new and buy it used?
Yeah,
and buy so it this, online.
This is the knock against what I have with Nintendo, because they are, again, kind of like the news, they are aggressive with protecting their brand and copyright. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, any used games or new games with a Mario, Zelda, or whatever of their characters in the title are super expensive. So I could not find any used games of Zelda or Mario that was like more than $4 or $5 less than a new game. Because that's where it is. That's where the value is. It's just, it won't, and they don't put out sales. Like, that's the price. So in Canada, Mario cost me $90, like that, and that's the most I've paid for a game
in like a decade. Mario Odyssey.
$90. Yep, $79.99 plus tax, so you're up to $90. That limits my gaming as well. So now I have to kind of live with Mario for a while before I even look at Zelda, unless I have gift cards somewhere.
Have you searched for Zelda and it specifically, and it just hasn't.
It hasn't dropped. Like, if anything, I can get it without tax, right? Which is the online part of it, which could be good, you know, $10-15 kind of thing. But they're snapped up so quickly. It's not even, I can't get there fast enough for some of these people. So
Have you looked into some of the, man, you mentioned Overwatch. That would be so cool in that system. Like, it's going to be kind of lousy with the console controllers compared to, I'm trying to think of, I suppose that Overwatch on PS4 and Xbox, you only play other PS4 and Xbox people. So you all have the limitation with your aiming as opposed to like mouse and keyboard. Because mouse and keyboard mop the floor with you.
Oh, yeah, easily. No, no, No question. So and who knows? Maybe they can't do it, but that could, you never know. I don't know. If Diablo 3 is on there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Overwatch is more quality, but who knows?
Now, have you looked at their online store? Because Nintendo commonly has been kind of put down for their lousy online showing, both playing with friends and the games. What's your experience doing with that?
There is, if you've ever had a Android device versus an iOS device, iOS seems to have less dollar garbage in it, if that's an easy way to put it, where Android will have like a lot of these games that don't make sense, or they're just thrown out there as shovelware. That's what the Nintendo eShop is kind of like. It's sprinkled with great games, like they have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on there, Zelda on there, Stardew Valley on there, but then there's a ton of other games that aren't indie titles. They're just shovelware. They're just crappy games that are put in there for, you know, $3-$4, and it's just a pain to sort through. The search function isn't great unless you know exactly what you want to find. So that part, yeah, is kind of a stinger. They don't have Netflix, which to me is a beyond like a stupid move. Like, I don't know why. Everything, just give Netflix money. Like
microwaves have Netflix now.
Yeah, like, what is fridges have Netflix. Like, my watch probably has Netflix on it. Like, come on. It's a portable system. I would love to flip into an episode of, you know, The Office and then flip back into Diablo 3. That would be amazing to me. Yeah. Like,
especially with their Netflix's new download feature too. They started to feature on tablets, which is a, you know, dad tip as far as the long flight or the car trip. Like, if you have a tablet, Netflix lets you download shows now. So you can load the little sucker up for
like that Paw Patrol.
So much Paw Patrol. But you can imagine, you have the Switch loaded up, you got games on there, you got little tiny controllers.
Yeah,
come on, guys,
it's a perfect match. Come on, get it going.
it's so weird that they kind of fail.
Or YouTube. They don't have YouTube or a web browser. So again, and I don't know if that's part of their new online service coming in September, I think next month, which costs money again. So I'm not necessarily going to pay for two subscriptions per year.
The browser I could get. You really wouldn't want to enable the internet on a device kind of targeted for families. So,
and maybe not, like, and maybe it is just YouTube, you know, the kids YouTube version. I don't know.
Maybe kids version, but yeah, even that, like, it got some flack for some real suspect content. It sucks, but I could understand those two things not being on Switch.
Yeah. Well, and built into the UI of this system, you can lock down everything, and it comes with like a mobile app, a free mobile app you download on your phone. You could track all the kids' progress in game, how much playtime they have. You can stop coins, the console. What are
these rookie numbers?
Exactly. Yeah, you can limit their time easily and, you know, flip a switch on your app and turn off the console kind of thing. So you could really monitor it. So I don't know. Maybe Nintendo is just a little bit stubborn and doesn't want that kind of service on its stuff. But then you look at all these kind of crappy semi-indie titles that are listed in their store. I'm like, well, quality control.
I mean, this stuff is... The one dark temptation I've had is the famous crack that has happened with the DS as far as like the R4 cartridge. So it's a cartridge, but you can just load it up with ROMs.
Okay.
And it's free Nintendo TS games, right? But there's something, it's funny because I don't know, there's something that feels a little bit dirty about it. Like, I've played some ROMs in my time. Like, I've, you know, this isn't coming from some super virtuous place necessarily. But somehow on this particular console and getting that chip that bypasses it and then like loading up a bunch of ROMs and playing, it just feels off. Yeah. Am I crazy? Like, is that, like, no, like, imagine if you that. Could, like, if you could steal Switch games and you could like plop it on hypothetically.
No. Again, I would feel bad because of the quality of those games. Like, somebody, like, they took a lot of time and effort to get these things polished. And I think I would even feel bad if, say, if it was a PlayStation and God of War, as an example. I don't think I could go that route. I, like, for old PC games or something, like, something that I can't get. I could see that in, like, no problem. Like, that's an easy sell for me. And I think I even had a Dreamcast at one point that was all hardwired to get imported games, but that was something mm-hmm. that I couldn't get, right? So going that route would be less guilt. But yeah, I can see what you're feeling is, I don't know, it's kind of what Nintendo has built up as this childhood friendly machine, and you feel mm-hmm. dirty inserting this new code into it, just making it like, this yeah. dark alley Nintendo. Like,
yeah, I thought about, for some, like you said, ones that I can't even find on eBay and such. Like, there's a Street Fighter 4 was ported to this thing.
Oh, really?
Which wow. is crazy to me. Yeah. The best,
How does that work?
Like, it's kind of cheating because, like, all your combos are listed as, like, big buttons at the bottom.
Oh.
So you can tap a big button. Yeah, and then your guy does all the big combo, which kind of defeats the purpose.
You could be your grandmaster. This is your dream, Trevor. You need to do.
Not like this, Jeff. Not like this. Is it really a victory at all? If it's not earned in the dojo, but
yeah, that's right.
So that one's been impossible. There's just a few real gems for the system that are utterly impossible to find, or if you do find them, it's like $150.
Yeah,
not literally worth it, right? 3 times what I paid for the system.
Yeah.
So then you can understand it, but at the same time, that doesn't necessarily remove the guilt. So there's yeah. been some interesting conversation around the ROM part of it, where
I could see that.
Yeah, like it's you want them to be defended. They've such a great company doing such great work for so long. Feels bad, but some folks who don't have the means, some folks who literally just can't because of location or anything else. Is a bit more vindicated. I don't know. Yep. It's gets into a gray area.
It's a very gray area. And like you said, like inflated prices like that, because they're not making the thing that you want anymore. Like, okay, come on. I'm the one person playing this right now. Does it really matter?
Yeah. One of six. And the other guy's a yeah. jerk. And he blew up the price. So on your Switch, you're running around the house. What's the battery life treating you? How is the battery life treating you?
So if I'm playing a console heavy thing like Mario, probably a good 4 hours before I looked at the percentage, which was probably around 30%, mm-hmm. which wasn't too bad. I think that's pretty good for that kind of quality yeah. of game. And then some indie games like Stardew Valley, I had to get that on there because I'm into that game and addicted.
Too, because your wife has been taking over the yes. other system. So now you yep. got your system. Just don't.
Yep.
Just never let her know that it's on the Switch.
I know, I'll have to hide it. But that lasts a lot longer. Like the battery's, it's a lot less intense graphically, and it doesn't have much to do. So it'll last quite a while. So, and the Joy-Cons, I've barely ever charged. They hold their own battery, and that's not even a problem. So as soon as you dock it too, it's like a quick charge, at least at this point. So we'll see how long the battery memory lasts in the sucker.
It's I'm trying to think, when we were young and, you know, we would, I'm sure you're very much the same, but you would go over to other people's house to play games.
Yep.
Right. And if we had this console,
yeah,
when we were young.
Yes. Like, perfect. I even want to bring it into work just yeah. during lunch. During lunch, I could play my game. I could invite other people just to play. If I had Mario Kart, we could play Mario Kart just right there. That's perfect. Like, yeah, that's just what I want to do.
Yeah, Jeff, where's that report?
Hold on. 900 more stars to go. Come on, or moons.
Yeah. Get off my case. He's like, yep. Oh, that's the one with the whale. You got to go with this one. Yeah. That's how Jeff got promoted.
Yep. Easily.
Commute, like if you're on the train, like I was on a train recently for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I thought of a system like that. Well, I had my DS, which right. I don't know if you've had this opportunity yet. It's this weird pressure, not pressure, you know, just like I felt a little bit embarrassed playing a DS on the train. Like there was other adults with their adult things and their adult suits and their adult bags, of which I mostly had all the same things, but then they're on their phone probably doing nothing but like looking professional
probably.
Yeah. I'm phone,
or they have like a little Kobo reading a book or something.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there slamming Goombas and like
yep.
yeah. trying to take care of Koopas. And there's just some little part that's like, this is kind of embarrassing. Like, best part is I kind of forced myself to do it because I'm like, no, I bought this damn thing. I'm not going to care what they think. Like, otherwise, I'm just going to be reading the news on my phone. So, like, there's no great extra, like, productivity that's going to be gained at the moment.
No, right? and somehow what you're describing...
I felt a little embarrassed.
I know, but that's the Nintendo feeling, right? You feel like a kid again, and now you're looking at all these adults doing adult things, and you're like... Hey, I'm chasing a Goomba around. Like,
you wanna join? I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I bet people would too. They would totally be into it. They just need to be asked. They're probably just like peering over your shoulder. Like, yeah. Hey, where'd you get that? Street Fighter 4? Where'd you find that?
There's a one up on top of that hill. Especially if you catch them kind of looking, you could probably hand it off. That'd be kind of a cool moment. But
yeah,
I don't suppose you've had the opportunity to play it in public and face that down.
No,
Jeff, don't care. Jeff, don't worry.
I wouldn't care. That'd be, I don't know. I'd be happy. I don't care what the other people are doing. So the only thing is that I need a case for it. I need a carrying case because I wouldn't want to take that bare console out. So I need to look for something that's easy to kind of put it into and get it out.
You're just going to have it saran wrapped and like bubble wrapped at this point and hardly being able to see the screen.
Yeah, please.
My precious.
Yeah, needs a little flip screen.
too great, but I think with that, we will wrap it up for the week. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us on our website at newdadgaming.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you find your podcasts. We do this show weekly, and thank you so much for listening. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 11-month-old, a Nintendo DS, and a 3-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and I'll be on my Switch.
You'll find me on the Switch. I was gonna come up with a pun for like switch it up, but man, forget it. Just enjoy it. That's amazing.
I will.
So Nintendo DS, you know, it pops open, it kind of flips up, so it's time to flip the Switch. There it is.
Oh,
that was labored. We're gonna take it.
That was the dad joke. Yep.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.